Hello everyone, this is Combis. Today I want to talk about sleep. As a matter of fact, that this topic is the topic that we want to talk, so it's not like I choose it. You guys chose it. So let's do it. Let's talk about sleeping. The first question, how much sleep do you usually get, Combis? Oh my gosh. Actually, I don't sleep much. Especially this week, because I had lots of things to take care of, so mostly I'm working, so I don't usually sleep much. So maybe I go to sleep at about 2 o'clock, 2 a.m. and when I wake up, I think it's gonna be about 8. So the most these days, the most sleep I get is about 6 hours. So I think it's terrible, because we need at least 8 hours of sleep. And one of the reasons that I am so tired these days is it's because of sleep, and the amount of sleep I have during these days. So I have to take care of it. I don't know when I'm gonna be able to take care of that time, but I'll work on it. So number two, why do some people sleep well while other people do not sleep well? I think it's about it's connected to emotions. You know, some people, they're so stressed out, they can't do anything. So one of the reasons is that they can't sleep is that they have lots of thoughts in their head. And when you have thoughts, and when you're thinking about something, maybe you're excited, maybe you're stressed out, maybe you're nervous, whatever, it's tough to sleep. So it depends on emotional mode or mental mode, as a matter of fact. And I think anyone who has a good emotional state, that person can easily sleep. And it depends. It depends on energy level too. Some people, they don't do anything during the day. So one of the reasons is that they don't feel sleepy that much. But when you work very hard, and when you're doing constantly something, I think one of the reason is going to be, one of the reason is going to be this. You know, if you work very much, you will be tired, and then you can sleep. But the best factor I can mention is that emotional state, because it depends. If you're very sad, you can't sleep. So I think the factor that I want to mention is that. So what do you do when you have trouble sleeping? I'm not gonna say that I count ships, or I don't know, I count to 100. I'm not gonna say such a thing, but I like, you know, playing or reading a book, you know, playing with my mobile and check Telegram, Instagram, something until I feel sleepy. But I prefer to actually read book if it was possible, you know. I sometimes read books until I feel sleepy. But this is not good, because when you want to go to sleep, reading a book is not that good, because you're not in your peak emotional situation. You're not in peak energy level, so maybe you won't get any information from that book. So that's not good, but it still is something that can help us to go to sleep. I do it sometimes, you know. So what time do you usually go to sleep? As I said, these days I go to sleep about 2, because you know my sleeping time got so out of hand, so I have to take care of it. But I like to go to sleep before 12, because it's much more refreshing. I can get up much sooner. So if I go to sleep before 12, my best, sleeping time, or the time I go to sleep, is that I like to go to sleep at 11. So this is the thing. What time do you usually get up? It depends, as I said. It depends on when I go to sleep. But I usually wake up at, I think, 8 or 9. So if I sleep more than that, I'll be very sad about that. If I sleep less than that, I won't have any energy. So It depends. It depends when I go to sleep. So have you ever slept in a strange place that was not a bed? I can't remember it, but I think, yeah, I have experienced such a thing. Yeah, I remember it. You know, we changed our house, so our house was deserted. There was no, bed in our house. There was no place to sleep on it. You know, for example, there was no carpet, there was nothing, not a couch, not a bed, not nothing. You know, the room was totally empty. So me and my friend, we came to the house and we slept there without any actually blanket, without anything. We slept on the surface. It wasn't, you know, very comforting, but I think that was good, you know. Yeah, sometimes you make memories, you know. So yeah, that was a good memory I had with my friend. My friend was shy. I think one of the reasons was that he was shy. He couldn't come to our new house because he was shy of my father and my mother, so he couldn't come. So he said that let's go to your previous old house and we sleep there, and tomorrow I'll go. So I said, okay, dude, let's do it. And we went there. It was terrible because we didn't have any good and comfortable place to sleep. So it was very strange, yeah. But it was a good memory. I like it. So yeah, that's my discussion. And thank you guys if you listen to this. That's it. I hope to actually listen to yours. I can see that this week actually no one is participating. This is terrible. Thanks to Miss Anna and Mrs. Atusa because of their participation. I'm gonna listen to you guys. Bye for now.